It's time now for Swiss Up with Dario. We are going to talk about Ticino because we are just past the Easter weekend, a moment in the year that many like to use for a little trip or a family vacation. And in Switzerland, a very popular destination for that time is Ticino. So today in Swiss Up, we are going to have a look at what makes the Italian-speaking canton so attractive to many and what's the cause for mixed feelings among the local population. So Dario, first of all, welcome back to Swiss Up.
Thank you very much.
let's start with the positive part of the story. Why is Ticino a very popular destination for so many?
Well, if you haven't been there yet, you might not know that Ticino has very nice mild weather, palm trees, beautiful lakes, and an Italian flair, which is very attractive to many. And it's all reachable in only a few hours by car and train, especially maybe not so much from around the Lake Geneva region, but for a large part of the population, especially around Zurich, central Switzerland, the Swiss German or the German speaking part of Switzerland, it's only about 2 hours away. Which makes it an attractive destination for domestic tourism and short trips, especially during the pandemic when travel to foreign countries was made impossible or more complicated. Droves of people from all over Switzerland and even also from Swiss Romande have traveled to what is also known in German as the Sonnenstube der Schweiz, which literally translates to the sunny living room of Switzerland. And although visitors numbers have lowered again since the end of the pandemic, Ticino remains popular with domestic tourists.
Ticino's attractiveness even influences its demographics, though, but maybe in an unexpected way.
Yes, as the Neue Zürcher Zeitung recently reported, the canton's population is particularly old. About a fourth of the 350,000 inhabitants are at retirement age, and that's more than in any other canton.
So why is that?
Well, there are several reasons. You see, while the canton might be very attractive for visitors, it doesn't have that much to offer to young professionals. A lot of Ticinesi leave the canton to study in other parts of the country and then don't return to their home, where there are fewer jobs and salaries are also lower than in the rest of Switzerland. On the other hand, the canton attracts a lot of retirees from other parts of the country. In that regard, Ticino is to Switzerland a bit like Florida is to the US. It's nice for the elderly.
What kind of numbers are we talking about here?
Altogether, the German-speaking population of the canton makes up almost 10% of the canton's population. I was actually very surprised by this number. Almost 10% of the population is German-speaking. The rest, the majority, of course, Italian-speaking. If we take just the people at retirement age, you get roughly 14,000 German-speaking retirees in the canton of Ticino.
So surely overall, the retirees, they must have a positive impact on the economy with the money that they inject into local businesses there, right?
Yes, of course, they go to restaurants and hairdressers and use services of real estate companies, notaries, lawyers, health clinics, and so forth. You can imagine those retirees who can afford to move to another canton, probably buy a house there or so. They're rather on the wealthier side. So they do have the money to inject into all these services. And because of their presence, the canton has actually become a competence center for geriatric medicine. So there's a real know-how in this area that has developed over the years in Ticino. And yet their presence isn't always seen positively by the local population.
And why is that?
Well, the problem is that most of the time these Swiss-German retirees remain in the so-called Swiss-German bubble, right? Their friends are all Swiss-German, they're all part of Swiss-German associations and clubs, and very few of them learn Italian or are interested in integrating with the local population, and there is even a political bubble.
A political bubble? Tell me more.
Yeah, this is also interesting. This is an anecdote that I also discovered while I was researching this story. So the Swiss People's Party in Ticino, so the right-wing SVP or UDC in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, they have a subsection specifically meant for German speakers living in the canton of Ticino. So there is the Swiss People's Party of Ticino, and then they have this subsection. The section is German-speaking, but also has the vocation to help its members better integrate with the Italian-speaking majority of the canton. And that's absolutely unique, such a party subsection for Swiss Germans in exile, you could say, doesn't exist anywhere else in the country. For example, in Geneva, there's no such thing as a party subsection of any party for German speakers in Geneva. But in Ticino, you have that.
I find that very ironic that that party would be specifically helping areas and populations of people that wish to move anywhere else. But yeah, I'm going to leave my political opinions at the door here. So their numbers have stopped growing, though, in recent years.
Yes, in the past 10 years, the number of Swiss German retirees moving back from Ticino to their home cantons has been almost as big as the number of newcomers, essentially leading to a stabilization of the number of German-speaking retirees in the canton.
So why is it that Ticino has lost some points with the elderly then?
Well, it's not exactly Ticino's fault. Some retirees move back when they have to go to a retirement home or need intensive care, in which case they often prefer to be closer to their family and in a context where they can speak exclusively in their mother tongue, because, of course, in Ticino, a lot of people in clinics and treatment facilities, they are Italian-speaking, even though a lot of them know that they have to learn German now, or they have to speak some German in those service centers, because specifically they have these elderly German-speaking clients, but still, not all of them obviously speak Swiss German, and so for some retirees, when they go to intensive care or need more care, they want to do all of this in Swiss German. Some of them also might maybe lose some of their language capabilities and have to speak Swiss German. Another interesting reason is that in many couples, it seems to be the husband who wanted to move to Ticino in the first place and the wife who would simply go along. And once the husband is dead or the couple splits up or some other reasons mean that they don't no longer live together, she would move back to the north of the Alps. So that's another reason. But again, the number of returns is only just equaling the number of arrivals. So the Swiss-German bubble in Ticino is not bursting anytime soon.
Does not sound like it. Dario Branda, thanks very much for this episode of Swiss Up, looking at the canton of Ticino. If you want to listen to this again, you'll be able to find it on the website worldradio.ch/Swiss Up. Thanks, Dario.
You're welcome.